This is when you apply it right away, and you have to light it on fire right away before it gets tacky.
Instructor Ashley Gordon is wielding a propane torch during this intermediate course in encaustics, or beeswax painting. The heat fuses the layers of wax together and fills the air with the distinct smell of beeswax candles. Gordon says her love for encaustics is about more than just getting to play with fire.
I was drawn into it. It was my aha moment. I love the sculptural aspects of it because not only do you paint two-dimensionally, it tends to take on a three-dimensional form with all the texture and layers. It's great because you can embed and add things to it.
Gordon's students are learning how to add complexity to their basic beeswax painting by rubbing in pigments and collaging photographs. It's all sealed together between layers of wax. Being able to use many different materials is what drew Middleton student Susan Schneider to encaustics.
I like to work with multimedia, and so this allows a way to use paper, paint, wax, pigment powder, a lot of different things to create just a blend of arts media.
It's a blend that has stood the test of time. The technique was once used to seal and decorate ships, and wax paintings have been found that are more than 2,000 years old. Now artists are rediscovering encaustics as a way to combine sculpture, painting, and a little open flame. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.